In the alternative health and wellness space, things can get really, really complicated. Today's episode is going to offer a different perspective, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the Evolving Wellness Podcast. My name is Sarah, and today I have a friend and a returning guest, Jen Isabel Friend. She goes by Isabel, here to talk all about the water network of the body. So when most people think about water, they think about what am I supposed to drink? What's the ideal water to drink? And I've done a ton of episodes on that and some solo episodes as well. So that has been covered a lot on this channel. But today I really wanted to talk more about the body on a molecular basis. Now, we are 99% water molecule, and water and the ability of our body to make water is something that most people in the health and wellness space never actually address. It's all going back to this biochemical model of putting in something and getting something out. So today, Isabel and I are really going to dive into this and hopefully make you think differently about health, about disease, about things like mold, parasites, pathogens, and hopefully leave you feeling more empowered and feeling more hopeful that you have more control over these outcomes than you think you do. So I definitely recommend heading down to the show notes to get Isabel's courses. And she's got some really, really amazing ways to learn deeper about this information if it piques your interest. I also have my 21-day leptin reset program. We go over this for 3 days on cellular hydration, ways that we can build this back up in the body. And then I've also just released my new course, the Leptin Master Plan for Practitioners. So if you're somebody who wants to learn about all these things on a deeper level, we actually have an entire week spent on this cellular water, how we build it up, the science behind it, the research and the papers to solidify this information for you. So I have those courses as well if you are looking for a deeper dive into this information. But for today, I'm so excited for you to hear this conversation with Isabel. Let's go ahead and jump on into the show. Today's show is brought to you by Upgraded Formulas. They have my absolute favorite magnesium. You can get the best and only clinically studied stabilized nano magnesium supplement on the market from Upgraded Formulas using my code YOGI for 10% off. Did you know that magnesium is actually required for over 800 enzymatic reactions in the body? This clinically studied magnesium has proven to improve sleep quality and energy by over 60%. Specifically improving light sleep measurement by 90%, REM sleep by 150%, and deep sleep by 250%. More energy, better mood, and deeper sleep. Who doesn't want that? What makes this the best on the market? This specific magnesium is nano magnesium, which means it is easier for your body to absorb and use. In fact, it is absorbed up to 99.99%, which means you'll feel the results instantaneously and you'll see them too. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm so excited to have Isabel here with me to talk about all things hydration, and she is a repeat guest. So she's just someone I really look to kind of break these topics down and talk about it from all aspects. So Isabel, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me back, Sarah. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. So you actually just got back from a really interesting conference. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall and hear just conversations, maybe even behind the presentations, the Hydrate conference. Maybe we could just kind of start there. If there were new things that you picked up there, or what you were able to bring to the table and talk about that was different than the other presenters. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that was an amazing event. It was so nice to actually get to meet some of my colleagues in person, you know, people that I've been collaborating with online for years, but it's such a completely different energy when you actually get to, you know, give them a hug and shake their hand and have conversations outside of the realm of pixels and screens. So there were a lot of really incredible water experts from all fields there. You know, Robert Slovak was there, and Tyler LeBaron, and Veda Austin, and of course it was hosted at Tracy Dew's house, her beautiful home there in San Diego. But I think one of my favorite presentations was definitely by Dr. Romania Tsenkova. She's the founder of a field of study called aquaphotomics, which is basically looking at the way that light interacts with water. And this has been something that has always fascinated me because, it's estimated that water is inherently mostly light, that for every one part matter in a water molecule, that would be the hydrogen and the oxygen. That's what we typically think of as being water. We typically think of it as H2O. But that's just one part matter. And for every one part matter, there are a trillion parts photons. So a trillion parts light. So water is mostly light. And in fact, Dr. Emoto actually has a quote where he said, understanding that water exists at some point as light is one of the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe. And so there's this new field of study called aquaphotomics, where Romania, Dr. Zenkova is studying what she calls the face of water, which is where she looks at the different light signals and emissions and maps them across a circular grid. And then she's able to see, again, what she calls the face of water. So is this water more of a working water, or is this water more of a resting water? And it goes so far beyond just what we typically think of as structured or unstructured water and looks at, the spectrum of what the water contains. So that one was really fun for me.
Very interesting. I mean, I feel like water is this next frontier that you kind of get into alternative health. A lot of people do through nutrition, and some people just stay there. Dr. Sarah Pugh is staying with me right now, and we're like, ugh, the nutrition is all like rooted in like the first chakra. Like people just can't get out of their base chakra if they're just like so obsessed with food. And I feel like you start to learn more about how the body operates, how things actually work, and you start to say, wait a second. It's the water. The water, I think, is the most interesting thing about the body, about our health, because the mitochondria make water. Obviously, it's step four in the mitochondrial electron transport chain, and I think that that is, even more impactful than the ATP, because of how much, like you mentioned, is how much water molecule the body is actually made out of. So when we have these conversations about water and light and these types of things, I always want to bring it back to people to understand that how much of your body actually depends upon the water network being coherent for you to have this vibrant health. What would you add to that, or what would you say with that?
Absolutely. Water really is kind of this point of mediation between light and physiology. So, as Dolph Zandica says, that light is just information that has to be brought in by the right water. In other words, light has no effect on any living being except through the phase changes and the quality of water's capacity to translate that energy and that information into biological signals. So when we're talking about our circadian rhythms or our infradian rhythms or all of these light-based systems in the body, they're really dependent on how coherent our water is. And the more coherent our water is, the more it has the ability to translate the variety of the light spectrum into biological signals. And that's not only true in our bodies, that's true throughout all of nature, right? Whether we're talking about cloud microphysics to fluctuating sea surface temperatures to photosynthesis, light takes light and heat from the sun. That energy takes no effect on physiological beings except through the way that water translates it. And it's so interesting, this whole conversation around ATP and mitochondrial function, because we're finding this is such a cornerstone to, and that's an even an understatement to say that it's a cornerstone to our vitality. It really is, where we generate our prana, our mana, our chi, our life force energy. And I love the findings of Dr. Gilbert Ling in this realm because he kind of challenged a bit the mainstream notion that ATP is a macromolecule of energy. And he said, there's fundamentally no more energy in ATP than there is in any other macromolecule in the body. But what it does is it acts as a force that structures the intracellular fluid. And then because exclusionary zone water, structured water, acts as a battery, that is really where the powerhouse of the cell is. It's dependent upon how coherent that intracellular fluid, and that's what gives the cell its cellular voltage. That's what creates that charge at the cell membrane. So yes, it's true that, the more ATP is in the cell, the more energy it has, but it's not necessarily because ATP has more energy. It's that the ATP is structuring the bio water, and bio water is a battery in and of itself.
Yeah, so I mean, for people who are kind of like, huh? It's every cell in our body is really basically surrounded by this exclusion zone water, right?
Is surrounded by and containing
Contains,
the
yep.
exclusion zone water. Yeah. And then, as you mentioned before, there's these incredible metabolic water processes where we actually generate our own de novo hydration within ourselves that is the
Right.
highest quality water we could possibly have. It's the most hydrating thing there is because it's deuterium depleted, it's perfectly structured. It's the medicine that our own body creates for ourselves. So optimizing that process, I think, is the most important factor of hydration and definitely the most overlooked one.
I agree. I mean, I'm kind of teaching this, or not kind of, I'm teaching this leptin master plan practitioner course right now, and I just finished the week on water. And my gosh, I feel like this should be an entire course in itself with how our cellular hydration really impacts the body. Because if you don't have it, if your mitochondria are not making enough water, they're not making it properly, all these other things are not going to work in the body. And it's just like, kind of once you understand the impact again of our cellular function, like the cells in your body cannot function, your blood cannot flow properly if you don't have this charge that is essentially created and carried by the water, correct?
Absolutely. And actually, I do have a course on that. It's called Internal Oceans. It's at waterslife.academy. And that one, and I think we have a Sarah Kleiner discount code, or we
Oh,
have
nice.
a Evolving Wellness discount code. We'll have to check on that. But I think we set that up in the last podcast for all of our
Okay.
courses, if anybody's interested.
Nice.
But basically, in that one, we go over, not only intracellular fluid, but also extracellular fluid. We go over cerebrospinal fluid and lymphatic fluid, and basically how to optimize each one of the watersheds of the body. And it also goes into hollow biology, which is kind of my own word for sort of describing how, all of nature is holographic, right? Everything is kind of fractal in nature. So our bodies have all of the same hydrological cycles and systems that the earth has. And the way that we care for the watersheds within us is actually very similar for the way that we carry the care for the watersheds outside of us in nature as well. And that learning more about one, we learn more about the other, so that we are basically smaller holographic projections of the earth's larger wholeness, and that we can't separate our health from the earth's health as a whole. So that's a fun course. That's definitely one of my favorites. If anybody is like a biology nerd,
I love
that's
that.
the biology nerd course.
I love it. And, so many people are, and I talk about this with, I feel like I've been talking about it with everyone that's coming on, just because I don't know about you, but I get a lot of people who are now coming down with these things like mold and parasites and all these different issues, right? Where an organism essentially has invaded the cell, caused mitochondrial issues, and now they have all these problems. And the biochemical way of looking at this and how it's being treated, I think, is kind of barbaric. I'm not seeing a lot of people have like life-altering, amazing healing stories. A few people do with this kind of functional medicine model, but not a lot. And it's usually very costly. And I started to really study exclusion zone water even more when I learned that, if there was adequate exclusion zone water in the cell and the mitochondria, these organisms can't get through. And that is just like, wait a second. That just changes the game on the whole, whole germ theory, all of this stuff, would you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Water itself is the carrier of vibration, of information, of nutrients, and of detoxifying, carrying the toxins out of the cells and out of the body. So, if we're not well hydrated, we're not absorbing all of the nutrients that we're eating from our food. We're not absorbing the medications or the supplements that we're taking. So being well hydrated determines how much of that actual nourishment that we're getting. And then being well hydrated also determines how much we're able to flush out the toxins, how much we're able to flush out the used intracellular fluid and get that back into the lymphatic system, and then be able to cycle the lymph so that it's actually clearing out, excreting and sweating the toxins that we need to get out. And as you said, exclusion zone, one of the reasons why it's called the exclusion zone is because it excludes positively charged particles and toxins and pathogens. And all free radicals are positively charged, and it creates this very strong layer of negatively charged water that layers up in increasingly thick layers of density from the cell membrane or from any hydrophilic area in the body. And so I think it's really underestimated just how important water is for every healing process, for every healing function. In fact, Dr. Carly Newday says that anything that has a healing effect on the body is healing because of the way that it affects your bio water. Because when you think about it, we often hear that we're 70% water, and that's true by volume, but molecularly speaking, we're 99.9% water molecules. So 999 out of every 1,000 molecules in our body is water, and it water mediates every function, every synapse that fires, every protein that folds, every enzyme that catalyzes a reaction in the body. All of these are mediated by water. And the typical medicinal Western model will look for an issue with the protein that's folding rather than looking for an issue with the 10,000 water molecules that surrounds it. And it's kind of this issue of Occam's razor, right? The simplest solution is normally true. And if water mediates everything and we are vastly, vastly water, then whenever anything starts to malfunction in the body, water metabolism disturbance should be ruled out first. And yet that's the last thing we look at. If you look at a cellular biology textbook, it's going to show you the breakdown of what a cell culture will look like, but it won't show you all of the water inside of the cell, even though 99% of the molecules inside of that cell are water. So it's really putting the cart before the horse. It's like a 180 degree difference. And when you start to realize that not only does water mediate light and how our body translates light, but also sound, also vibration, also electromagnetic fields, also our own
Thoughts and
thoughts and
intentions.
exactly our prayers and our moods and our feelings. And these are really the things that determine and establish our epigenetic potential to thrive. And it all comes down to the water.
Yeah, I feel like it's such an empowering message. It's so different than, again, this kind of biochemical model or even the functional medicine model that's like you take this supplement and you get this result and this happens. And it's like, well, what if that particular supplement is causes a resonance effect that is negative in the body, causes discoherence in the body with that water network? Like, that's why I think different things impact people in different ways, and how why the nervous system is such a huge player and has such a role in our health as well, because of that, the heart coherence. And when those things are not communicating properly, the water isn't affected. That's my theory.
I would agree completely. In fact, there's a doctor, and oh, I'm spacing on her name right now, but we can put it in the show notes there. I have a quote by this amazing doctor who she basically spent 15 years of her life studying various methods. She first became an allopathic doctor. She became an MD, and then she realized, wait a second, there's something more going on here. And so then she became a psychotherapist, and she got her her licensure for that. And then she realized, wait, but there's still something missing. And she went into Eastern medicine and she became a doctor of Oriental medicine. She did all of the things, right? She was always searching for, okay, but what is the root cause? What is the root? There's got to be some unifying factor. And in this beautiful quote, she says, you know, it took me this many years and this much study to realize that water is the unifying factor that links all of these medicinal paradigms between East and West, that it really all comes down to the water. And no one will ever tell you this because it really took, she says, you know, no one would, could have told me this because it took me going through all of these medical trainings for me to even realize that. So it's really beautiful when you start to look into all of the methods of healing, and you see, oh, well, that's how vibrational medicine affects the bio water. This is how, you know, all of these different methodologies and modalities. This is how acupuncture affects the bio water. This is how taking
Life
supplements. This is what
machines.
all of it. And then what's really fun as well as you start getting into these different medicinal and therapeutic types of water, many of which most people don't even realize exist. You know, you talk to the average person and they think, you know, water is just water.
Bottled water from the store is the same, and tap water is, totally fine.
But if it's a clear liquid, then it must be fine to drink. It's like you've got double helix water, you've got deuterium depleted water, you've got hydrogen enriched water, there's infoceutical water, there's homeopathic types of water, there's black water, there's, I mean, I could just go on and on. There's so many different kinds of waters that even though they are just water, they contain like such healing properties because of the way that the molecules come together, because of the presence or absence of certain isotopes or different dissolved gases. You know, there's stabilized oxygenated water. There's so many. And with each and every one of those, I could show you countless stories of so-called miracle healings where you see the before and afters that they should not be possible, but they're so common with so many of them. I think it's the future of medicine.
I think it is too, honestly. And I was super skeptical about it. And then, of course, I had to kind of run through the motions again with, I did it with myself with my fertility journey, and then realized this is definitely not it, and then I've had a lot of my daughter's had a lot of health issues over the last year. And of course, we went down that rabbit hole once more. And it was not it. It was actually made things worse to try to add things to her body, that it was just a disaster. And what we've found, that I've talked about several different times on the show now at this point, is hydrogen, using the holy hydrogen machine. And we had a spring aqua for about a year drinking that. And I think that was great for all of us, but just doing that extra layer of inhalation for her has been completely life-changing. And it's just like, it just makes you think, what are people missing? What are they doing to create more confusion and issue in the body when they could be looking at these kind of more natural ways of healing? And I don't see a negative to using water as a therapeutic modality. I mean, do you?
There's no downside, there's no side effects, there's no contraindications. Water is universally healing, absolutely. And I agree with you that it's, you know, there's so many rabbit trails that we can get on when it comes to health and healing and medicine, and there's so many different modalities, and it can be overwhelming for people. And it was certainly has been overwhelming for me in my own journey of I want to study all the things, I want to learn all the things, I want to try all the methods, I want to do all the biohacking. And then at some point it's like, wait a second, you know, again, Occam's razor, the simplest answer is normally the truest one. How can we get down to the simplest solution? And very, very simply, we are made of water, you know? And so water is just this beautifully elegant, simple, universal solution that If you're talking about antioxidants, for example, the
Yes.
same antioxidant is going to affect different people in different ways. And then depending on what it is, it's going to upregulate some things and downregulate some things that, you need
Right.
certain oxidizers in the body that you don't want.
Right. Wasn't there
It's
like a
just.
study with people who were smokers and they gave them high dose antioxidants, and the ones that were given high dose antioxidants actually died sooner than the control group? Did you hear about that study?
Wow, no, I
Yeah,
haven't heard about
Carrie was
that
the one
one.
who told me about that one. I'm like, yeah. So
Interesting.
that validates everything you just said about the antioxidants.
Yeah, well, there's another study with I think it was testicular cancer, I'm pretty sure, where they compared molecular hydrogen to vitamins C and E, and they found that not only did molecular hydrogen have a greater therapeutic impact, but that vitamin C and E had all of these downstream negative effects. That yes, it did help
A little
to
boost,
with
yeah.
a little boost, but then downstream it was actually downregulating some oxidants that the body needs,
Needs,
like
yeah.
superoxide dismutase and these other things that you. Whereas hydrogen and water in general is actually able to act intelligently within the
Yes.
body. It's able
Yes.
to go in and find, okay, what does this unique aquatic bioterrain need? And then modulate things in a really intelligent way. So it truly is the universal healer in that way. It truly is kind of the panacea. And I love how simple and how effective that is. And it just kind of helps to cut out the noise and separate the wheat from the chaff in the world of health.
Yeah, it's so, people get angry on my Instagram. I mean, it's just social media, right? People are always going to get mad at something. But this morning I had posted something about a morning routine and like just how to start your day. And everything I'm talking about is just like what we would do if we didn't have like modern world, right? Everything I'm trying to tell you to do is not like go jump in a cold plunge and do Wim Hof breathing and all this. No, it's like go outside and be in the sun, like in the morning, and put your feet on the earth, and don't and do that before you look at your phone, and like just simple things like that. Drink some mineral rich water. And someone was like, why do you have to make everything so complicated? Health shouldn't be complicated. And I'm like, wait a minute, something's wrong with people's thinking if that is a complicated task. It's we're essentially saying, I think what's gotten people more and more sick is this disconnection, the lowering of exclusion zone water in the body due to things like Wi-Fi indoors. Being like, if I had to sit in this office all day, I would be sick. Like, I would literally be sick. Just a little side note, since I've been recording my practitioner course, my leptin practitioner course, I've gained like 5 pounds because I've had to sit in this office for hours a day recording content. And I'm like, oh, because these lights, this is hardwired, but I still have, more non-native EMF down here. The windows are blacked out. I can't open it. And so my body is disconnected from infrared. Even though I've got a little infrared lamp here, it's not enough. I'm not outside. I'm not doing the things that I usually do to tend to my exclusion zone water. And that disturbs your metabolism. It disturbs your body's ability to, again, like you talked about earlier, deal with different pathogens, deal with all sorts of things. And I'm thinking, like, this is why I think people are struggling so much with their health. It's like you have to experience it to really know that that's what's going on. It's not all the other things people want to blame, I think, so much as it is this lack of water in the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like we've become so domesticated that we've actually completely forgotten what it means to be human. And if someone
Yes.
is saying that, that protocol is complicated, what they're essentially saying is it's really, really challenging and complicated to be a natural human being in our
Right.
natural environment and to live the way that our biology expects of us.
Right.
And you see the same thing with animals when they're put in a zoo, the instances of chronic disease skyrocket compared to animals in the wild because they're just not living their normal life ways. And I think, when it comes down to it, that I think is the biggest The biggest factor in all of this is how can we rewild ourselves? I think, a lot of times when people hear that, they're like, oh, but we can't go back to, being indigenous, and then the world has changed so much. And okay, that's true in a sense, but the more that we can just remember what it means to be human, not only in terms of our lifestyles and the actions that we're taking that keep us healthy and thriving, but even in terms of the way that we interact with one another, we've become so domesticated and so inhumane and unhuman compared to the way that our indigenous ancestors would treat one another and the communities and the bonds and the family systems that they would form. The anger and the divisiveness and the separation that is so common in our world today would have been unthinkable. And, for the past 200,000 years of human evolution up until we started domesticating ourselves about 5,000 years ago, at least, in certain parts of the world. And in every way, we're quite the opposite of, what we were naturally intended to be. And I think this is another one of the ways that water actually holds the solutions and the keys and kind of shows us the way, because when water is flowing wild in nature, she has these self-regulation capacities where water in a naturally meandering stream can actually clean herself. A lot of times we think, oh,
Oh, people
how
lose
are we
their
going to clean the
mind when
water
you
in nature? I know. Well, that's because most people don't realize what a natural river or a natural stream is, because the majority of rivers have been artificially straightened at this point. So, no, those rivers cannot clean themselves anymore. They don't have that natural intelligence and self-regulation capacity anymore. But when you let nature do her thing, water, being the queen of nature, intelligently rules and intelligently discerns and governs all of these processes, and the water can naturally clean itself. And in the same way, when we live our natural life ways, we naturally heal, we naturally detoxify, we naturally thrive. And you can even see this on a molecular level as well, because water teaches us how to be more socially genuine, more socially full of grace, more socially forgiving, more socially connected. When people drink water that is disconnected, like bulk water, which is the water that everyone is drinking,
Tap
really,
water, bottled water,
exactly, even distilled and reverse
distilled water,
osmosis water,
not adding
anything.
anything back to it. No, yeah, exactly.
It's empty water. It's hungry water. It has to be selfish water because it's had everything robbed from it. It's trying to fill itself back up again. And so it creates more selfishness in the population. Or when people drink water that there's no connection in the molecular bonds, there's no strength in those hydrogen bonding, there's no crystallinity. Instead, it's like every molecule is out for itself. Those hydrogen bonds are forming and breaking apart billions of times per second. Well, you scale that up and recognize that what we do to water, we do to ourselves. And you see people are, again, every man out for themselves. Whereas when people start drinking coherent, well-structured water, they start to have more coherence in their sense of self, their sense of integrity, their mood, their cognitive regulation, and that ripples out and affects all of the relationships in their lives. I've personally seen working with clients, people who go from having very disconnected family lives to having very close connections in their family lives and having, more symmetry and more coherence and just more peace in their home in general. All is a downstream ripple effect just from the water that they're drinking.
Let's talk about protein because it is so important that our bodies get enough protein. But a problem I see as a clinician is that people will increase their protein and they will begin to have digestive issues. This is because your body can only absorb protein that's been broken down into smaller building blocks called amino acids. If you cannot break down and digest this protein due to a sufficient supply of enzymes, your muscles and your body will be starving for those vital building blocks. This is why it can be very helpful to take a high quality enzyme. The one that I have been using and trusting myself is called MassZymes by Bioptimizers. MassZymes is a full spectrum enzyme formula with more protease than other commercially available enzymes with five different kinds. Plus, it contains all the other key enzymes you need for optimal digestions. You can try it today risk-free free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. You can use my link in the show notes and my coupon code SKW to get 10% off your order. Check out Masszymes by Optimizers.
I mean, I totally agree. It's funny, since we have the Holy Hydrogen machine, I've bought also a distiller, even though we have the Spring Aqua, but I feel like I'm always kind of like tending to the water of the family, like putting it through the distiller, putting it in the hydrogen machine, and then like taking time before everyone drinks it to either stir with the wand or like put a blessing into the water before my daughter drinks it or my husband drinks it. And it's just this, I don't know, it's my family thinks I'm a little crazy. My husband's used to it. My daughter waits for it. She won't drink the water until I've stirred it. You know, she's like, okay, mom, do your thing. So she's used to it. But like my mom and my sisters, like they don't understand any of the stuff that I do. And I'm like, once you kind of understand how water works, you can't just like go by the drive through and pick up a bottled water and feel okay drinking it. I can't do it.
It's so true. It completely shifts things. And what's really fun is you take the folks who are skeptical, and mm-hmm. then you can do a few simple exercises with them, like do a taste test. They will definitely be able to taste it for sure. Oh, yeah. Or you can do Veda Austin's crystallography
freezing. Yeah,
they can see in the petri dish right there after 5 minutes the difference between water that has and hasn't had mm-hmm. these processes on it. Or you can even use a pendulum, which they might roll their eyes at that a little bit, but you can easily see the difference. And they can feel it themselves just holding the pendulum over water that has been energized and water that has not been energized. And these simple things, or have them water plants with one that has been energized.
Oh, my plants, I can tell a big difference if someone waters them with distilled water. I'm like, no, don't do that. Please don't do that. And kill my plants. But they're crazy, growing so crazy in this house. And it's like I usually use hydrogen water to water them, and it's amazing what they've been able to do.
Oh, they love it. It's incredible to look at even the differences in like large scale agriculture and gardening.
Oh, yeah.
Because the amount that we're able to cut down on fertilizers and pesticides and these kinds of things just by using different kinds of water could completely revolutionize the entire agricultural industry, which is absolutely necessary, by the mm-hmm. way, because 70% of water use worldwide goes towards agriculture.
Yep.
And yet the drip irrigation systems that are currently being used, and the flood irrigation systems as well, that are currently being taught, waste 50 to 70% of the water that goes into the system. So it's this massive waste of water. And if we were to shift the agricultural paradigm, not only would that help be the most influential factor in getting us out of the water crisis that the earth is currently in, but also cutting down on those fertilizers and those pesticides that act as poisons in the earth and in our bodies. You know, for example, even just going back to the field of aquaphotomics and the way that light affects water, if you expose water to green light, it's going to create more nitrogen in the soil. Mm. If you expose water to yellow light, it's going to create more magnesium in the soil. So just exposing water to certain color frequencies, you cut down on the need for fertilizers. But then, the hydrogen watering with hydrogen water is incredible. Watering with structured
water, we do that
too. Spectrum water is incredible. Mm-hmm. There are so many. This is actually one of my pet passions, is water in gardening and in agricultural use, because you can increase the nutrient density in the food to an incredible extent. You can increase the microbiome diversity in the soil to such an incredible extent. Even if you take a sample of soil that has basically zero microbiome left in it at all, like no life forms traceable to be found whatsoever, you start watering that soil and those plants with coherent full spectrum water, and suddenly, or not suddenly, but over, you know, a few weeks, few months, you see an incredible amount of life sprouting out of nothing. And you think there was no genetic information there to reproduce. Where did it even come from? It's a mystery, but given the soil challenges that we're having on this planet right now, we have to look to water. We have to look to the source of life as the answer to all of life's toughest questions, because she does contain answers in all of these different realms. And it would revolutionize the entire food production industry. You know, we've been having a dearth of mineral composition in our food since the early 1900s, you know, and we're to a point now where we basically have to supplement with exogenous minerals because we're just not getting them from our food supply anymore. That shifts when you start shifting the water.
It
Everything
does.
shifts when you start shifting the water.
It does. Like, I was drinking quinton for a living when I was pregnant, and before we got the Spring Aqua system, I was just like drinking quinton. I was trying to just like to use my RO system and try to, makeshift. And then I learned about structuring, and I learned about hydrogen and all these other things. And I would say the amount of quinton that I need is like way smaller, depending on my stress levels, of course, but is way less. And the amount of water that I need is actually a lot less. And that also depends on how much sun exposure I'm getting, grounding, how much non-native EMF is around. I think that people are always searching for this like perfect solution. Like, I don't know, I'm sure you get questions all the time of like, how much water do I need to drink, and how much minerals should I use, and what's the formulation of minerals? And I'm just like, I don't know. I can't give you that answer because I don't know what kind of environment you're in. I don't know what kind of shape your mitochondria are in. I don't know how much blue light you're being exposed to, because blue light blocks cytochrome C-oxidase. And so that causes issues as well, because if cytochrome 4 can't make water because there's too much blue light, then what, there's just so many implications on that. And so I would say, if you're really thirsty, you need to be drinking, but you also need to look at the kind of water that you're drinking, as well as it depends just as much on the environment that you're placing your body in as well. And are you around a bunch of negative people who are, like, there's just so many things that come into play with cellular hydration.
There are so many factors, and this is one of the reasons why I think the most important thing that we can do is just really learn to have somatic awareness and get in touch with our own bodies and listen to our own bodies, which is so challenging for some
Oh
people, you
gosh,
know,
so true. They
especially
want to
when
be
you're
told
sick.
exactly what to do. Yeah, exactly.
And when you've been cut off from your body
Your
because
intuition.
you're in pain and so you don't want to feel it, or you've gone your whole life or you've had trauma in your body and so you don't want to feel it, or all of these reasons why it can be really challenging for people to start to listen to their bodies again, especially when it comes to thirst, because, you know,
We blunt that
unintentional
out.
chronic dehydration or UCD, one of the primary symptoms of UCD is that you lose the thirst signal. So people are thinking, oh, I'm not thirsty, so that must mean that I'm not dehydrated. Well, your body is a sophisticated system of thirst signals. A headache is also a signal of dehydration. You know, achy joints is also a signal of local drought in those areas. You know, Dr. Batman-Gelij says that
Yes, I was going
because
to
we
bring
are
him up. Yep.
And you know, he basically said every single disease pathway that we have is basically your body's way of adapting to either a lack of water or a lack of the quality of water or a lack of the movement of water, or, you know, I would add, and he wasn't aware of this during his time, but a lack of the light frequencies that are necessary in that
Agree.
water or the structure of that water. But regardless, every single symptom that we have is a way of the body adapting its water to fit our dehydrating lifestyles in various ways. And so when we start getting people back in touch with their own bodily senses, and then you're able to kind of know, wait a second, do I need to actually drink more water right now? Or is my bio water asking to go ground so that
Sit
it
on the
can get
earth.
more negative
Yes.
ions, which
Yep.
is also one of the most hydrating things you can do? Like, there are different ways of hydrating, there are different ways of healing, but they all come down to the water. And having people gradually get back in touch with listening and with feeling. Sometimes that's all it takes to heal. Sometimes you'll have a discomfort in the body that's, we could pathologize it. We could call it a symptom of XYZ, but sometimes it's just coming up because it needs to be felt. It needs your conscious awareness and attention in that area. And where you place your attention, energy flows there. So that alone is a structuring force in the body. If you place your genuine attention in an area where you have chronic pain, and you don't shy away from it and you don't judge it and you don't say, oh, it's bad that I have pain there, you can actually just through your presence, just through the healing of your consciousness, you can actually help to structure the fluid that is in that area. And that will help dissolve any fascia that might be holding on to tension, because where our fascia is knotted up, those are dry areas. Fascia is an irrigation network that's 80% structured water and 20% protein. And so when you get those dried, knotted up areas, those are places where the water can't flow in the fascia. Sometimes it takes, a lot of healing efforts to soften those areas. And sometimes it just takes conscious awareness. So that somatic work, I think, is so important for the
I feel
people
like
who
that's kind of like
need
a
answers.
quantum leap for people sometimes is this the somatic part of the body, and tapping back into that part of yourself that you've shut off and you've become numb to. For me and my health, it was like I was doing all the stuff, and I've seen it time and time again with people in my private community. It's like they are so hooked to finding the perfect strategy and following it perfectly and needing the protocols and doing all the protocols. And I'm like, you are completely shut off from what's here, like somatic, what's in the body, and then what intention are you putting to this? What energy are you putting to this? And how is your body still creating this system where there's a lot of confusion and chaos on a cellular level because of this intention that you're putting out, and what it's doing to that water network of your body. And until, I have people listen to, I'm a huge, my community knows I'm obsessed with Louise Hay. Just listening to her, that I feel like was really instrumental in helping me get pregnant, as I would just go walk in the sunshine. I'd put on a sports bra and a pair of shorts and my grounding shoes and just walk for hours, download a bunch of stuff off of YouTube and just listen to Louise Hay over and over again until I really was like, yes, this is true. This is true. And the cells in my body became coherent. And I was like, yes, now we can heal. And that's what I will tell people when they're like, I've tried every, and of course, everyone's version of I tried everything is like, well, really, but you, there, it's up to interpretation. But if you're stuck, that's really something that needs a good hard look, I think, is what is the intention? What kind of vibration are you putting to the cells in your body, right? Because of the water.
Absolutely. And this it's so easy in our culture to just externalize everything. Like, the solution is outside of me. This next thing is going to heal
I
me.
need this
This doctor has the
supplement. This
answer.
doc,
And
yes.
exactly. And the truth is, and this is the number one shift that I work with and a lot of clients too, is they'll come to me and they say, what kind of water should I be drinking? Help me optimize my drinking water. That's great. That's a great place to start. But
Easy,
our
easy.
internal water is what determines our level of hydration. And it's really those lifestyle practices and optimizing our internal bio waters that is going to determine our level of health, not just the kind of external water that we're drinking, which obviously I love. I've got a whole water lab and
Oh,
all these
same.
alchemy
I'm all
tools, and it's so
me
fun to
too.
play with.
My house
But
is like, what in the world are all these? I'm like, well, my water stuff. Come on.
it's like a playground, and it's
It
so fun
is
every
so
day to
fun.
go make your little water potions and your little water elixirs, and it's great and it does make a huge difference. But it's like, that's not what determines how hydrated you are, because you can drink water all day long, but if your cells are not primed to receive and retain it, it's just going to wash straight through you. If your cell membranes are vibrating at a non-native frequency, well, it's that hydroelectric, it's that electrical charge at the cell membrane that determines the hydroelectric flow, that osmosis of water in and out of the cell. So if it's at a different frequency, you're not even going to be able to absorb it. So it's really the inner work of tending to our bio water terrains. We're basically oceans contained in skin, and it's beautiful to cultivate a loving relationship with our bodies, where there's this, we tend so much to the people that we love. You'll tend to your children all day and dote on them and then ignore your own body for weeks. And we really have to shift that paradigm if we're going to find true healing and just be able to cherish and treasure these incredible drops of water that we get to steward for one lifetime. We're basically borrowing a drop of water. We are, as it has been said, we are a way that water has of walking instead of flowing, just for the course of one lifetime. And then we pass away, and all that's left behind is a pile of salts, and our water evaporates back into the watershed and joins the larger flow of life again. And this is what weaves us inextricably into all of creation. And this is what patterns the oneness that we have with every living being on earth. And I feel like the more we develop that relationship with our inner bio waters, the more we have a relationship with all of oneness and all of unity, and the more compassion we have for all living beings that are also drops of water. Because fundamentally, there's no difference between the water inside of me and the water inside of you. And the more I tend to making my bio water as energized and as high vibrational as possible, you literally become a tuning fork in your environment. You become a healing force in your environment. When your bio water is resonating with a high coherent energy, they've shown you create more coherence in every other body of water in your environment. If I give you a hug and I'm feeling very coherent that day, it's going to literally uplift your bio water. You become a force of healing in your environment in a profound way. And it all starts within.
It's funny, I taught yoga for 13 years, and there's just like a lot of it, and especially when you got really into the yoga community, it just kind of seems like so woo-woo to a point where you're like, oh, this is just ridiculous, you just start to like, this is just silly. And I got so jaded by a lot of it, but really studying water, especially this, water in the body and how this works, I'm going back to some of those things that I learned and that people would say, and I'm like, oh, that's because of the water, right? Like this energy, these types of, like you just mentioned, with giving someone a hug, and uplifting them because of your energy. It's because this we have this way of creating resonance using those different fields, and it's not woo-woo. It's actually pretty provable by science, would you say?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's called epitaxy or transference. It's the reason why the Analemma wand works, for example, is because the water inside the wand is highly coherent. And it's just a principle of nature that whatever is in a coherent state will bring more order out of disorder in its field. It will bring more harmony out of disharmony in the field. And it's beautiful to see that happen, on many different levels. And when it comes to yoga, it's another thing that I think the West has kind of bastardized. They've
Oh,
taken eight
ruin.
limbs of yoga and made it, oh, it's just all about hatha. It's literally only one of the, it's one eighth of yoga is the physical
Right.
postures. But
Agree.
I agree with you that it all comes down to the bio water, because when I start revisiting these other yogic practices like breath work techniques, well, that creates coherence in the signals of your cerebral spinal fluid and your heart field and your brainwave field. It creates heart brain coherence. It creates left right brain coherence when you do some of these practices. And it's been shown that breathing also helps to deplete your bio water. So it creates deuterium depletion in your bio water, because as you exhale, your body is preferentially exhaling deuterium in a really interesting process. And then, as well, some of the bandhas, like when you pull a banda, you're actually creating piezoelectric charge in your cerebral spinal fluid, which allows it to emit light. I mean, these are measurable things that we can see that this is actually a technology for evolving your bio water.
Yeah, I don't think people understand that our cells emit light, that our bodies emit light. Like this is, again, it is measurable, it is real, it is not just woo-woo nonsense. The mitochondria, cytochrome one has UV receptors, and it's like Yeah, our body is meant to respond to light. It emits light. It's meant to respond to light. And when we start to screw with that and create these like unnatural environments, and then kind of invisible forms of light that we can't see, like non-native EMF, but they still exist, just like heart coherence, that again impacts the water and the ability of that exclusion zone to get rid of toxins or shut them out, these pathogens that everyone is like so hyped on these days, which trust me, I'm not going to go and like sleep in a mold filled building. I'm not going to purposefully go put myself in that sort of a situation, but I'm not going to live my life in fear, if that makes any sense. I just refuse to do that anymore. I've done that for too long and it's not helpful at all for anyone.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And everything we do affects our terrain in some way, you know, everything. And there's a Russian scientist that showed that even though water is sensitive to absolutely everything, it's sensitive to light and to sound and to vibration and to everything in the environment. What it's most sensitive to, what it responds to more than anything else, is human emotion. Mm-hmm. That it will respond more quickly and with a broader range than to any other sensory stimuli in its environment. And we, as bodies of water, are being patterned more by our emotions than by anything else, by Wi-Fi signals or anything. So as you said, when you live in fear, even if you're living in fear from a place of orthorexia, of like, I have to stay so healthy, it's having the opposite.
That's why you're not getting better. This is why nothing is working.
At some point, you just have to rest back and trust and allow yourself to be at peace and not need the external circumstances to give you peace, but to program yourself with that peace and recognize that, again, it's an inside job. Oh, and I just want to share one thing. Actually, I heard this in Veda Austin's presentation at the Hydrate Summit that we were talking about in the beginning of the podcast. And I can't remember the name of the researcher. I'll have to find it and we can put it in the show notes. But you were talking about how, you know, we have so many photoreceptors all throughout our bodies. We're always giving off light and always receiving light. And basically our bodies are like, I think of our bodies in some ways, it's like a giant eyeball, like always receiving light. Well, as it turns out, our eyes are also emitting light in this beautiful way as well. That there was this Russian researcher whose work has been highly censored, very confiscated. I think he was around in like the early 1900s, I want to say, and a few people have replicated his findings since then. But it's kind of a crazy story, the way that he met his end. He called a friend and he was sharing his findings, and then shortly thereafter, his laboratory was raided and all of his work was confiscated. And so it's very hard to even find photos of what he was doing. And I think he, you know, mysteriously passed away shortly thereafter. But there's something to this that, you know, if anyone listening is a researcher, they want to look more into this. We need more information on this because he was able to photograph the light emitted by the eyes when a person holds a particular vision. So for example, he would say, okay, think about a person's face, or think about this, or think about that. And then there was a long black tunnel attached to their face with some kind of camera on the other end of it. And he was able to actually photograph what it was that they were imagining because their eyes were emitting light in the shape of that thing. And you can look at these photographs and see, oh, clearly they were thinking about a face. Mm-hmm. Clearly they were thinking about, you know, an elephant or whatever it may be. So not only are we receiving images from the world around us, but we're also literally imprinting the hologram of reality with our visions and with our imagination, with our intentions and with our thoughts. In a very literal photonic sense all the time.
Wow. That's so fascinating. I would love to know your thoughts. Just maybe we can have this be our final thing, even though I feel like we could probably talk another hour at least. This whole idea of just kind of going back to terrain versus germ and then looking at the impact of this water network in the body. I've been theorizing lately and I've just talked to different brilliant minds about it, kind of offline. illness, sickness, contagious things like a cold or a flu or, you know, any of these things, I don't know how much of it is that it's the germ, right? Because I did Tom Cowan's practitioner course. So of course, I know Tom's viewpoint on that, right? But I really am thinking, like, what if there's this resonance effect that you're around this person that has this cold or some kind of a virus, and you resonate with that person or something about what's going on with them, and that's why you're more susceptible to catch what it is that they have, or you don't. I mean, I don't know, this sounds bad, but when my husband gets sick, I never get what he has. So I'm just like, I don't resonate with that. Like, and we sleep in the same freaking bed, you know. It's just like, I don't, that's not going to impact me. Insane. Like, he doesn't get what I have. We get what the kids, both of us get what the kids have, but we don't get it from each other. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm curious. I know that was just like a lot, but I'm curious your thoughts on the resonance effect with like illnesses and getting sick, things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's the resonance effect. And I also think that the way that we're tending to our bioterrain determines how likely we are to resonate with a certain thing. You know, I love Tom Cowan's work, and he, you know, just take the herpes virus as a quote unquote virus as an example. Well, when somebody has plenty of collagen in their system, they have a different frequency because collagen has a certain frequency, right? Yes. So you find that people who are lacking in collagen are more susceptible to pick up the herpes quote unquote virus. Well, is that resonance, or is that, you know, you have certain proteins on board that have their own vibration, and or that you just need those proteins to kind of counteract whatever field is being created by the person who is struggling with those symptoms. And you know, so he'll put people on, you know, diets that are very rich with bone broth and, you know, different collagen forming things. And then suddenly all of their symptomology disappears. And you can see this with so many different quote unquote virus pathologies where it's like, you nourish the terrain with what it needs, not only physically, but also vibrationally. And then suddenly you just find yourself, I don't want to say immune, but in a way completely, because I have the same thing, you know, when I'm hanging out with sick people, I never worry.
I don't either. I don't anymore. It may be, yeah. And
it just doesn't concern me at all.
Me. I'm fine. Unless it's one of my children. And then it's like, I'm with them, tending to them, you know, the baby. I'm like, yeah, it's, that's where the lines get blurred. Cause there's such an entanglement, I think, with my kids.
Sympathy.
Yeah, yeah, there's resonance. Just like the quantum entanglement that I have with both of them is like, okay, I gotta work on this, like getting what you have thing. But like now, yeah, when you start to look at it a little differently like that, it really makes you think about, does everyone need to be sanitizing their entire life? Like,
please don't do that. It's really gonna just have the opposite effect and shoot yourself in the foot for sure.
Exactly.
And I feel like when it comes down to, you know, we just have to trust our bodies as well, that even if you do get sick with something, you know, you come up with a cold, you recognize, oh wait, the body is actually very, very intelligent. And it's, you know, has a runny nose for a reason. It's trying to detoxify something right now. So rather than taking Sudafed or whatever and stopping
to dry
the body's
it up.
Natural process, you want to encourage the body's process to thank it for
run
what it's
through.
Doing for you, to let it run through and to let it run its course. And
Yeah, that's been a whole new thing with my son, because with my daughter, I was just very like allopathic. I wasn't doing any of this stuff now. And it's like, he's had a couple of fevers and I've just been like, okay, well, you know, obviously there's a point where, okay, I'm not going to just let him get sick and get to a really bad state, but I've been able to let the fevers kind of run the course. We've used some homeopathy, and of course I will give him little vials of quinton, and he's drinking his hydrogen water, and I'm like, it's, you know, I think he's going to be okay. But we're just taught to, again, give them, my mom is like, give the poor child Tylenol. I'm like, no, like, not going to do that. Because
Oh, your
there's
kids are so blessed. What amazing children to be raised in this way and to have you for a mom. They're going to be so well adjusted and so well cared for. It's really beautiful to see
Thank
the
you.
incredible work that you've done for your family to bring on all of these tools and all of these learnings and all of these practices. And I just, you really are the template of such an incredible mom. I hope more moms start waking up to this
Oh,
and
thank
finding your
you.
work.
Well, it was through tragedy that we got here. If my daughter had never regressed and had a medical injury that altered her brain for lifelong, then I never would have even considered any of this. And it's been a continual evolution, I guess, if you will, of just like, okay, well, this is wrong, then this is wrong. And then I have to learn more about this. And so, yeah, it's we learn sometimes through tragic things, and we either decide that we're going to let those things take us down, or we're going to kind of elevate to that next level. And if we can, to get the message out there and to help others and let them know what we've learned and what we've experienced, I think that that's kind of crucial in our development as well.
Well, you're definitely ensuring that, many, many mothers will not have to learn the hard way as you
I hope
did.
so. I really do hope so. Well, Isabel, this has just been beautiful. And like I said, I know we could just talk more and more and more. You have like some super amazing courses, as you've mentioned. I'll make sure those are in the show notes for people. I know you just put a new one out on hydrogen, and hydrogen is a big buzz around my community right now. So if you want to do like a little plug for any of that and tell people where they can find you, I'd love to make sure everyone knows.
Yeah, thank you. So, the academy is waterislife.academy, and that's where you can find all the courses and the webinars. You can book me for one-on-one hydration consultations. There's all kinds of workbooks on there. There's all kinds of good stuff. Waterislife.academy. There's also waterislife.shop. That's the e-commerce side of things where you can find anything water related, you name it. All well vetted and well endorsed, just really good high quality water tools. There's thousands of listings on there, so it's fun to scroll around and play. And then waterislife.love is where I have a lot of free resources like videos, blogs, YouTube videos. I'm also on Instagram, and that's my name at Jen Isabel Friend. And yeah, I hope people will reach out and stay in touch.
Amazing. Well, I'll make sure to link all those in the show notes. Oh, go ahead.
One more thing,
Yes.
also, we have retreats. We have water
Oh, yeah.
retreats in Tulum, and we just
One in
announced one's
Bali,
coming up
right?
in Bali.
Oh,
Exactly. Yeah. August
amazing.
25th through the 30th, we're going to be visiting all kinds of water temples. We're going to be meeting
Wow.
with the high water priestess of Bali. It's the land of Agama Tirtha, which is the holy water religion. And so we're going to be diving deep into some of the ancient esoteric mysteries about water out in paradise. It's going to be beautiful. So
Amazing.
definitely keep a finger on the pulse of the retreats as well.
Yeah, I'll make sure to link all of that. And again, this has been beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to the Evolving Wellness Podcast. Just a quick little reminder, if you did enjoy the show, to head on over to Apple or Spotify, leave the show up to a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, leave us a like, leave us a comment. And another little reminder that this is not medical advice. Nothing in the show is meant to be a substitute for working one-on-one with a practitioner. Make sure to head down to the show notes and get Isabel's courses if you want a deeper dive. And you can also check out my courses. The 21-Day Leptin Reset has three different modules on hydration and how to build this up for the everyday person so it's easy to understand. And then I have practitioner-level information in my Leptin Master Plan course if you want all the studies and the data to back this up and how to implement with clients across different health modalities. So check those out. Thank you again for listening to today's show, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.